Ethics Overview. The word ethics refers to matters of right and wrong. The word morality refers to a particular system of ethical beliefs or principles. In ethics, there is no truth of the matter. While this can be a source of frustration ending in defeat, it need not be. Rather than trying to make the single right decision, focus on simply making better decisions, more carefully considered decisions. Getting to the point where at least you're asking all the right questions is a worthy achievement. Ethically speaking, most of us are quite undeveloped. We haven't updated our childhood training. This is unfortunate because as adults we have to deal with a lot of ethical issues that our childhood morality simply isn't up to. Many ethical arguments attempt to establish a general principle that can then be used as a guide for decisions about moral right and wrong. Some of the commonly used general principles for moral decision-making do not stand up under critical scrutiny. Appeals to intuition or gut feeling, conscience, legality, doing to others what you'd want done to you, and not hurting others. Values-based reasoning about ethical issues involves determining whether an action is right or wrong according to whether or not the action in question conforms to certain values. Some values are not that easy to define. Deciding which values to endorse depends on the basis for your values. The main problem for those who use a values-based approach to ethical issues is deciding what to do when values collide, which values take precedence over which other values. Rights-based reasoning about ethical issues involves determining whether an action is right or wrong according to whose and which rights are upheld or violated by the act in question. One must establish which rights one has, the grounds for having those rights, for example, are they natural, God-given, or acquired, and whether they can be lost. The main problem with a rights-based approach is that of competing rights. Which rights and or whose rights trump? Consequence-based reasoning about ethical issues involves determining whether an action is right or wrong according to its consequences. The strengths of this approach are that it seems to encourage comparison, a consideration of alternatives. Also, it takes a long-term, far-reaching view, a view in which everyone counts equally. And it provides a clear way out of moral conflicts. Its weaknesses include our inability to determine consequences, the irrelevance of intent, and its endorsement of the ends justify the means. Two errors common in reasoning about ethical issues are the is-ought fallacy and the arbitrary line fallacy.